This is the Jerry Callahan Show.
So, as you're heading to work today, maybe you're already at work today. You're going to put in 8 hours at least. Just know that about two of those hours, maybe three of those hours will be spent working for the U.S. government, and a little portion of your paycheck will go toward the war in Ukraine, a war that will never end, a war that we will never stop funding. And the little fella, the little thug who is running that country, he wants you to know that you have to do better. You have to start doing more to fight climate change. Yes, that is what the little weasel said yesterday at the UN. He's in the middle of a war against the world's foremost nuclear power. And he came to the United States to tell the world we have to do more for climate change. And he explained that the floods in the earthquake in Morocco and the floods in Libya are because of climate change. As if we aren't getting enough of this nonsense from our Democrats, from Democrats in Congress, from the media, from Greta, from John Kerry. We have to listen to this punk. We have to fly him over here. If you haven't seen it yet, he walks into the UN like he owns the place with a band of his fellow thugs, all of them dressed only slightly better than John Fetterman, in their T-shirts and their sweatshirts and their fatigues to show that they're war fighters. They're real fighters, and we have to support them because democracy depends on it. I'm done with this. Enough of this. I think America is done with this. Here's another thing, and we'll get to this too. But you're paying taxes, obviously. If you're in a blue state, you're paying state taxes. You're paying probably 20, 25, 30% of your money to the government, federal government, another 5% to the state government. You're paying property taxes. You're paying sales taxes. And a lot of it's going to this guy. Now we find out $25 billion. Joe Biden wants to send $25 billion to the World Bank. The World Bank is going to hand it to the Clinton Foundation to rebuild Ukraine. Gee, what could go wrong there? Oh, and this will make you feel better. In the last 5 days, 46,000 people have come across the southern border, and they're now, many of them are staying in hotels. Many of them are getting three meals a day, cell phones, medical care. Their kids are going to school. That's where another portion of your paycheck is going. How is anybody okay with this at this point? Our government is out of control. Our federal government, the Biden regime, is out of control. We've sent this punk, Zelensky, over $100 billion. I believe the number was $113 billion, and Biden wants to send another $24 billion. He's asking Congress for another $24 billion, and Congress, of course, will rubber stamp it and give it to him because it's one big uniparty. Republicans, Democrats, the president, the House, the Senate, they're all in on this scam. And I think I speak for a lot of Americans when I say we're just done with it. That there's no end in sight. The war isn't going to end anytime soon. Ukraine's not going to win. There's not going to be a parade down Main Street in Kyiv with this little punk waving to the crowd because they defeated Russia, because Putin waved the white flag and said, "You got me now. I'm done." I don't know how this isn't a bigger, how more people aren't just outraged at this, fed up with this. What do you think is going to happen other than this money will be laundered through this crook and many other oligarchs in Ukraine and laundered back to a weapon? I'm starting to sound like Robert Kennedy Jr. or Ralph Nader, but that's what they have done to us. I can't believe we've reached this point where the public's, where our opinion doesn't matter. Who wants to send another $24 billion to just light it on fire, piss it away? Because that's what we're doing. That's the plan. And for the next year and a half, at least, it's going to continue. Every month or so, we've already sent them I think it's like 20, 25 different packages with money and weapons. And he's in the, and he's, I believe he's in DC today asking for more. We haven't done enough. He wants fighter jets. He wants more weaponry. He wants more money to just keep the gravy train running. And as if that's not enough, he's going to lecture us on climate change. What is going on here? Does anyone believe Zelensky gives a damn about climate change? What kind of leader, war leader, what kind of a national leader in the middle of a war is concerned about climate change? Is this a part of the quid pro quo? Biden will just keep shoveling money and weapons to you, but you have to pretend you care about the weather because that's the number one thing, the number one item on Joe Biden's agenda. So you do that and we'll just keep on paying and we'll just keep on funneling money and weapons and soon personnel. It's coming. You tell me, what's the next logical step? Fighter jets? Sure, of course, that's coming. And then people, then men? Of course. What other end game are we talking about here? We're talking about a never-ending war where the American taxpayer funds everything. Europeans, they don't care. What do they care? They know this Uncle Sap will take care of everything. I knew this would be infuriating, this day in front of the UN, watching Joe Biden stumble and bumble his way through a speech. He cannot read a teleprompter anymore. He can't do it. He's incapable. It was as embarrassing as I expected, but it wasn't till this little weasel stood up to talk that I just, that it became infuriating. Let's listen to him tell us we have to do more to fight climate change. Go ahead.
Even though humanity is failing on its climate policy objectives, this means that extreme weather will still impact the normal global life, and some evil state will also weaponize its outcomes. And when people in the streets of New York and other cities of the world went out on climate protests, we all have seen them. And when people in Morocco and Libya and other countries die as a result of natural disasters, and when islands and countries disappear underwater, and when tornadoes and deserts are spreading into new territories, and when all of this is happening, one, a natural disaster in Moscow decided to launch a big war and kill tens of thousands of people.
What? Okay, quick question for you, Vladimir. Quick question. What countries are underwater as a result of climate change? Natural disasters? We had those before you weasel started trying to sell us on climate change. So there was an earthquake in Morocco. And this guy wants us to think it's climate change and we have to do more to fight climate. We need more electric cars. You know what the biggest unnatural man-made disaster affecting the climate has been in the last decade? This guy with us blowing up Nord Stream 2, the pipeline from Russia to Germany. He blew that up. We blew that up. And it sent untold gases into the atmosphere. But yeah. You know, that didn't cause an earthquake in Morocco. No. It was you driving your Honda Pilot and not using a paper straw. God, I'm so sick of these people. I'm sick of this guy. He's never going away. He's going to be part of our lives forever. He's loving. He's a performer. We know that. He's an actor. He's a comedian. He can play a piano with his penis. We've seen it really well. Yeah. He's I'm not saying he's not talented. He's a talented man. I couldn't do that. I don't think I could play. I bet Russell Brand could do that, though. But he can play a piano with his penis and he can stand before the world and just lie his ass off. And what do we do? He's another $24,700,000 for the people of Maui when their lives were destroyed by a fire. And 120, 130 billion. We were up to $2,600 per person. Every man, woman, and child in Ukraine, $2,600 gifted to them by Uncle Sap and the American taxpayer. because the Donbass region is somehow more important than Eagle Pass, Texas. I'm sick of this. I'm so sick of this. We are more concerned. I know it's a cliche at this point, but we're more concerned with Ukraine's border than we are with our own border. Our own border is wide open. Tens of thousands of people are walking in every week. In the last 5 days, 46,000 people from dozens of different countries. Now there's a big mob of Haitians storming the border, walking in. Each and every one of them will be handed all kinds of goodies from the American taxpayer. That is the plan of the Biden administration. How he could even be considered for a second term is beyond me. What do people want? They want our cities overrun with illegal aliens. They want these schools and hospitals decimated. This is insane what we're going through. We're taking the money, sending it 5,000 miles away to a country people couldn't find on a map and didn't give a damn about 2 years ago. Had no concern about Ukraine or Crimea or the Donbass region. Suddenly, it's our top priority. That's what Mitch McConnell, that dementia patient, that empty bag of bones, said the number one priority for Americans right now should be Ukraine. The number one priority, as our southern border is overrun, as more than 5 million illegal aliens have come into this country, cities, towns. Eagle Pass, Texas has 28,000 people. In 4 days, they got 35,000 illegal aliens walking into Eagle Pass, a town of 28,000. Of course, Democrats didn't care until they put them on buses and sent them to New York. And now there's just outrage in the streets. A bunch of people got arrested yesterday because they blocked a bus full of illegal aliens in Staten Island. Said, you're not welcome here. We're done. Joe Biden was a few blocks away from the place where they're housing 10,000 illegal aliens. He was like four blocks away. Didn't visit, didn't say a word, doesn't care about our border, doesn't care about his open border policy decimating cities. He cares about Ukraine. He cares about this money laundering operation. And if you haven't seen it, it's complicated, but it is infuriating. He promised yesterday $25 million to the World Bank, as if that's on the level. And the World Bank is going to give the money to the Clinton Foundation, which is going to lead the effort to rebuild Ukraine. Hillary Clinton, perhaps the biggest crook in the history of American politics, just a liar, an evil woman. But don't forget, this is a woman who came up with the whole Russia hoax to try to destroy Donald Trump's presidency, did pretty well with it. And now she's being rewarded with $25 billion to rebuild Ukraine, as if there will be anything involved there that will be on the level. This is the biggest scam in American history, and it continues unabated, unconditional support for that little, that punk, that thug, Zelensky. Oh, by the way, we'll get to the blogger who's been taken captive in Ukraine because he was critical of the war effort. They don't stand for that. They have a death list, an official death list. They want to kill journalists and any dissenters who aren't supportive enough of this effort. Maybe I can get on the death list, but I want to get to Biden because it was just so embarrassing. It's just so humiliating for this country. Another year, another 14 months at least, no, 16 months at least of this absolute embarrassment of a leader goes before the world. The world looks to us for leadership, right? They look to us. And what do? We send this 80-year-old, decrepit, kid-sniffing, bribe-taking, plagiarizing, lying, empty husk of a man. That's who we send to the UN to represent us and show the world we are leaders. We are the leader. But it went about as well as you'd expect yesterday. It was Joe Biden versus the teleprompter again. And once again, the teleprompter won. Let's listen.
Now, even as we evolve our institutions and drive creative new partnerships, let me be clear. Certain principles of our international system are sacrosanct.
That's Oh, my favorite part. Let me be clear. Let me be clear. Let's go play that again, because I want to know, and I should have checked this, but the White House puts out a transcript. I assume they'll have something in parentheses, or they'll make something up or say inaudible. Someone has to transcribe this. Someone in the communication office has to transcribe this and type it up and send it out. Let's play it again.
Now, we need to evolve our institutions and drive creative new partnerships. Let me be clear. Certain principles of our international system are sacrosanct.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true international effort to pressure.
He's worse. He's worse than he used to be. I mean, he's never been coherent. He's never been lucid, at least not since he's been in office.
Right.
But that's him actually trying to read the words. He's not ad-libbing. Something is typed on the screen, and that's him attempting to read them. It's just uncomfortable. It's just embarrassing. God, we have to do better, America. We have to do better. And I'm not sitting here telling you you have to return Trump to office, but it'd certainly be better than this. Anybody would be. Robert Kennedy Jr., Marianne Williamson, whoever she is, Chris Christie, anybody. This is just a national embarrassment. What else do we got from this buffoon from yesterday?
This is the United States of America, for God's sake.
No, that's not yesterday. we have him freezing.
Oh, you got him. They got the brain freeze when he's talking about, you know, what century we're in.
Yeah, he drank his Frosty a little too fast here, I think.
Simply put, the 21st century, 21st century results are badly needed. They're needed to move us along. That starts with the United Nations. Starts right.
Oh boy.
Whoa, what would he do if he didn't have it written in front of him? I mean, well, just, he's trying to read. It's like Rocky in Rocky II. You cost us money because you can't read.
Well, the last time he tried to not read, he said this.
Over $1.2 trillion.
So he needs it written out, or else it's going to be that.
It's infuriating. He just talks all the time about just sending billions and millions and billions. We got 25 billion to them and 30 billion to them. And this for a billion for crime, billion. It's like we don't have any debt. We have no deficit. We have no fiscal concerns at all. Let's just send money everywhere, you know, to change the weather. God, our people, I hope people are as fed up as I am. It's truly disgusting. I can't even look at this. Biden talked about climate-proofing the world yesterday. He wants to climate-proof the world. This is the plan to, you know, block the sun. And, oh, God, this guy who can't even read a teleprompter is going to tell you how he's going to change the weather. That's the point we're at in this country right now. We have a guy who can't read who's going to say, I am going to make the world a little less warm, you know, to save humanity. Okay. I'm in. Let's do it. Let me get an electric car. Let's do it. He told me it would change the weather. It would change the temperature. And we'd all live happily ever after. This guy who's never had a real job. He's never accomplished anything in his life. And he's leading the effort to change the weather. Okay. I'm in. It's just so.
I have him talking about climate proof if you do want to hear it.
Oh, good. Let's hear him. Climate proof the world. Like we're going to put like bubble, you know, like, you know, you put some wax a car or something, we're going to climate proof. It's like when you have a little kid you running around the house, you have to make sure, you know, you block the stairs and you have no sharp objects and things like that. That's what we're going to do. We're going to take care of the whole world and make it climate proof. Go ahead.
Record-breaking heat waves in the United States and China. Wildfires ravaging North America and Southern Europe. A fifth year of drought in the Horn of Africa. Tragic, tragic flooding in Libya. My heart goes out to the people of Libya that's killed thousands of people. Together, these snapshots tell an urgent story of what awaits us if we fail to reduce our dependence on fossil fuels and begin to climate-proof the world.
Oh, Jesus. Is there ever going to be an end to this nonsense that we have to do what he says, or people will die from floods and record hurricanes and earthquakes? Just do what we say. Is there anything sillier? Just telling people, if you just listen, if you just, you get an electric car, don't use so much. Well, actually that uses fossil fuel too. But if you just, I don't know, ride a bike, then people won't die in Libya. Got it? Oh, okay. I'm going to get rid of my car. I'm going to get rid of my gas stove and my air conditioner. I'm going to turn my air conditioner off. I'm going to get rid of my ceiling fan. And then people won't die in Libya in a flood. Okay. How is anyone buying this? God, this nonsense, this scam, it's just such a one big lie. They're exploiting tragedies, exploiting actual disasters to push their far left agenda. And they got that little thug on board to talk about, who wants to hear him talk about climate change anyway? Go back there and fight your war. You know, you get your fatigues on. Go grab a gun and fight your war and leave us alone. Check this out before we move on from, you know, the existential threat of Russia taking over Ukraine or taking the Donbass region. You know, then after they take the Donbass region, you know what happens next? They come into Boston Harbor. That's where their ships, the warships, and they come into Manhattan and they take the United States. We're next. If we allow them to take Donbass, you know, the next thing they do, they take Dorchester next. That's what happens. So get ready. Oh, stop lying to us. Check this out from Breitbart. I think they're the only ones who have this. While lawmakers on Capitol Hill debate sending billions more in military aid to Ukraine, an American citizen journalist, Gonzalo Lira, is languishing in a Ukrainian prison on allegations of spreading Russian propaganda, throwing into the question the status of free speech in the supposed democracy, but the Biden administration argues is worth more taxpayer dollars. This guy, and they point out the Biden's is asking Congress to approve another $24 billion on top of the $113 billion we're already pissed away in Ukraine. This guy is seems like kind of a whack job, but he's an American and a blogger and a journalist. He's in prison in Ukraine because he wasn't supportive enough of Ukraine. I think we have a video he posted before he was taken captive, correct? In July, he posted this video, and shortly thereafter, he was trying to leave the country. Shortly thereafter, he was arrested, and now he's in prison. And nobody seems to care. That's you know, the democracy we're fighting for. Let's listen.
You have actual control over some situation, and when that control is beyond you, and there is absolutely nothing that you can do. Mm-hmm. Nothing that you can do except move forward. So either I will cross the border into Hungary in the next couple of hours, or I will be arrested again, and God knows what will happen to me.
He kind of looks like an old pug.
So if I post
maybe he's a nut, I don't know, but he's American. He's in prison in Ukraine because he didn't support Zelensky. He didn't support this, you know, this effort to save democracy. And he's in prison. And let's get to the spokesman. We've introduced you to this fella before. Just so you know, again, as you go to work today, people don't get paychecks anymore, but you get those direct deposits and you can look at it. You can see 25, 30, 35% of your money went to the government. Just so you know, some of it is going to a fella named Sarah Ashton Cirillo. Sarah Aston Cirillo used to be Mike Cirillo, a big fat Florida guy, Florida man, big Obama supporter, big, big, big liberal. He is now an official spokesman for Ukraine, for the Ukraine military. I'm not sure why he wasn't in that band of thugs who showed up at the UN yesterday, but he was back in Ukraine doing his job, which is threatening anybody who defies their dear leader, Zelensky. They want to hunt you down and kill you if you show any support for Russia, or if you don't show sufficient, don't show adequate support of Ukraine. But if you're just watching along, Sarah, formerly known as Mike, has breasts now. I mean, he used to have man boobs. Now he has breasts. He's got a wig and he's pretending to be a woman.
Yeah. If you're not watching along, picture Mike Allstott with like a bob wig.
I said this video, it legit looks like a cold open to Saturday Night Live. This, this looks like Bobby Moynihan in a wig. That's what it looks like, but it's real. I mean, it went viral on Twitter and other places and everybody had the same question. Is this real? Can this be real? Yes, it is. This is real. I just retweeted Jack Posobiec, who sent tweeted a picture of Mike Cirillo before Mike became Sarah and went to Ukraine to fight for Zelensky. He doesn't fight for Zelensky. He is a spokesman. He is an official flack for the Ukraine military. This is real. These are your tax dollars at work, America. Let's listen to this lunatic on his official account talking, giving us an update on how the war is going. Go ahead.
This is Sergeant Sarah Ashton Cirillo of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, and I'd like to thank the X social media platform for carrying this exclusive message from Kyiv. There has been much discussion recently related to my role within the Armed Forces of Ukraine. Before answering some of the questions put forward by Senator Vance of Ohio, I'd like to thank all those in the U.S. who are supporting the Ukrainian people. Without Republicans and Democrats working together on behalf of Ukraine, our growing and unstoppable success on the battlefield and the inevitable victory it will bring over the Russian invaders would take significantly longer. The delivery of ATACMS will further expedite our victory while saving lives and tax dollars in the process. America is once more showing why it's history's greatest republic and the world's lone superpower. And all of us in Ukraine are humbled by the support we're receiving from the American people. Let me also take a moment in my role as spokesperson for the AFU's Territorial Defense Forces to state unequivocally that we in the TDF and across Ukraine believe journalists are heroes and have the right to report on Ukraine's war for liberation without interference. Free speech is the pillar of all democracy. The First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, along with the rest of that sacred document, is ordained by God. The Russian propagandists and war criminals who are spreading lies and pushing false narratives are not journalists. They are information agents and an extension of the Putin-Prigozhin effort to spread chaos and wreak havoc across the globe.
I really like the intense voice.
Enough of Sarah. I mean, I'll give him credit. Sarah can read a teleprompter better than Joe Biden. Sarah
I could
is pretty
too.
Well spoken, but they're lying about journalists. They only want free speech or free press if you are supportive of Zelensky and Biden and the endless war in Ukraine. If you're not, if you're Jack Posobiec or Tucker Carlson, you're on the death list. Here it is. If you're watching along, here is Mike Cirillo, 46-year-old man from Florida, in his Obama tank top. Look at him. He is now, who does he look like? He looks like somebody.
Michael Chiklis, kind of.
Looks like Michael Chiklis. You know, he's a better looking woman than man, to be honest with you. He got the boob job. He's got the wig going. He shaved his beard, I think. And now he's an official spokesman for Slava Ukraine. There's your tax money. That's where the next $24 billion is going. By the way, there's no audit. Nobody knows where the money's going. Biden said the quiet part out loud months ago when he said we're paying the pensions of government workers in Ukraine. We're paying because they needed a little pocket money. So we were sending in another package, another 20, 30 billion to pay the pensions of federal employees, of government employees in Ukraine. We're just paying for everything in that country. I guess this is the payoff. You know, you send a couple of million to Hunter and Joe and you get rewarded handsomely. And there is no end in sight. And today that punk is going to be sitting down with that doddering old man, I think. in Washington talking about whatever, another 20, 30, 40, 50 billion and fighter jets. The fighter jets are coming. Joe Biden said the tanks would cause World War III, and he sent them 300 tanks. Now the fighter jets are going to cause World War III, but he's going to send them anyway. That's our plan in Ukraine. That's our man in Ukraine, Sarah Ashton Cirillo. God.
Well, anyone arguing that Biden wants this war to end, you can prove them wrong, because he had how many chances to get peace talks underway, and he chose not to. He's an asshole.
I mean, he never mentions peace. He never mentions negotiating a settlement. Never mentions a ceasefire. Yesterday, Hillary Clinton, a couple miles away from where the UN was talking about all the money pouring into the Clinton Foundation, you know, to rebuild Ukraine. And she said, I'm literally quoting her. I wrote it down, quotation marks. It's important not to negotiate right now. Important not to negotiate. None of these scam artists want a settlement. None of them want peace. 500,000 dead or wounded. More than 200,000 dead Ukrainian men. It's not enough. Not for Hillary, not for Joe Biden, not for Zelensky, and not for Sarah Cirillo. They don't care. The whole, as many people have pointed out, like a whole generation of men, the best men, fighting age men, tough guys, are gone, dead, to advance, to defend the Donbass region and to launder hundreds of billions of dollars. It's just unconscionable. It's immoral. It has to end. But bad news today. I'm less convinced. I'm more convinced than ever that it will never end. It will at least not in the next, 5-10 years. This is our next forever war. And as Julian Assange pointed out many times, it's not about winning a war. It's about keeping the war going and squandering hundreds of billions of dollars, laundering hundreds of billions of dollars. That's the plan in Ukraine. And now that the Clintons are involved, you know there's no end in sight. But all right, we got to move. I got to relax. I got to get over this. It was just infuriating watching these two scoundrels watching Zelensky and Biden yesterday, and they're going to do it again today. But anyway, we got to move. We got to get to this story out of Foxborough, Sunday Night Football. A fan is dead. Enough of these. I mean, every week we see these fights in the stands, and you knew this was coming. It's inevitable. I mean, what are people thinking? What do you get from slugging it out in the stands? We'll get to John Fetterman, who's now walking the picket line with the UAW. And he's there to support them. And I guess they want them. By the way, I'm going to tell you what the UAW, United Auto Workers, what they're demanding. And also Ray Epps, they've finally been arrested. Ray Epps has finally been charged. I'm going to tell you why this is worse than not charging him. This is a bigger scandal with this one misdemeanor than if they had not charged. We'll get to that and everything else, but first.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th. I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
We're proud to announce a new sponsor today, Vault US Gold. Vault US Gold is a new breed of gold dealer. They've been in the industry for years, and they hate the questionable sales tricks and tactics that some other dealers use. Vault US Gold was created to offer fair and honest deals to their customers. What makes them different? Well, first, they don't pay their salespeople commissions so they can focus on helping you, not lining their own pockets. Second, your needs are a priority. They ask about your preferences, tolerance for risk, and ultimate goals. They create a custom written proposal that details exactly what you are buying and the current price. Few dealers are that transparent because they don't want you to see their huge markups. And if you're thinking of adding gold to your IRA account, this is the right team. They're specialists in gold IRAs. Give Vault USA a call at 833-511-4653. Mention you heard it on this show and you'll get a free gift. Or visit them online at vaultusgold.com. That's vaultusgold.com. All right, let's get, you know what? Let's do Fetterman. Fetterman got in his car. Yes, he drives. I don't understand who gave him his keys back, but this man does not belong behind a wheel. He got in his car and he drove to Michigan. He posted some video, you know, mumbling incoherently in his car on the way there. And now he's walking the picket line in his usual dirty hoodie. He's got a UAW hat, I think, and gym shorts, of course. And he's there to support, just offer his knee-jerk support for the union. Doesn't care about the issues, doesn't care, you know, what the demands are. What the. But let's listen to this. I'm running out of words. This yeah. National embarrassment. Yes, this is a U.S. senator, a sitting U.S. senator. And for him, they've changed the rules in the Senate. You're not allowed now allowed to wear gym shorts and hooded sweatshirts.
Don't do it.
Just for this brain damaged moron. That's why we had to change the rules, because this guy wouldn't put a dress shirt and long pants on. But let's hear him make the case for the UAW as they are out on strike against the three big U.S. automakers at this moment. Go ahead, let's listen.
My message to the CEOs is, you know, at $74 million, you know, collectively earning that, you know, how many yachts can they need, you know, to water ski behind it? You know, I mean, it's just crazy. You know, I don't know. That's my message.
Oh, hang your heads in shame, Pennsylvania. My message to the CEOs, I'm not sure what a CEO is the 74 million. How many yachts can you ski behind? I think that's what he said, right? First of all, who skis behind a yacht?
Correctional officers?
Right, the CEO. Who skis behind a yacht? Anyway, I don't have a dog in the fight. I didn't really care, but I just thought I'd look it up, see what they're asking for. The UAW is asking for a 46% pay raise, right? Which sounds like a lot, and it is. And a 32-hour work week where they would be paid for 40 hours.
Oh my God, really?
That's another 25%. So essentially they're asking for like a 70% pay raise, and they only want to work 4 days a week. That's what they're demanding. And the only defense from Fetterman and others is, yeah, but the CO makes a lot of money. Yeah, the CEO makes a lot of money. So that means you should only work 4 days a week? I'll bet the CEO works 7 days a week. But
let me start off with two words. Made in America.
I want to be a United Auto Worker getting a 46% raise and a 32-hour work week. That's what they're asking for. And John Fetterwoman, he's there to support them. All right. Let's get to the big story out of Foxborough. This is just chilling, man. We see it every week. College game, pro game, Everyone has their phone now. Everybody videos every fight they see, and some of them are funny and stupid, and usually people are obviously drunk and they're not really good fighters and they're falling over each other. It's always some fat guy in a, I don't know, like a Ray Lewis jersey taking a swing at some guy a Ray Lewis jersey taking a swing at a guy in a Brian Dawkins jersey. You know, the tough guys right. always have those. They always want the Troy Polamalu.
Polamalu.
Polamalu or some badass Jack Lambert jersey. It's always the guys who think they're tough. And it just makes no sense. It's just so stupid. You're paying huge money to go to these games. You're paying huge money for all that beer you're drinking. And this is how you want your day to end, slugging it out with another grown man in the hallway or in the men's room at a football game. And every time I see it, I say, someone's going to get hurt, man, because they're drunk and they're swinging wildly and they're falling over the seats. Well, it happened on Sunday night in Foxborough. A 30-year ticket holder, Dale Mooney, was killed in a fight against a Dolphin fan, knocked unconscious after being punched in the face. He was treated at the scene. He was 53 years old from New Hampshire, treated at the scene by EMTs and rushed to the hospital after what had been described as a, quote, apparent medical event. And he was pronounced dead shortly after midnight Sunday night. This is unbelievable. The New York Post has a story with video. Another fan, Joey Gilmartin of New Hampshire, told Mass Live, said, quote, the Dolphins fan walks over and clearly punches him in the face. He gets knocked out and you could tell right away he was not okay. We have video. It's not great video. It's not like you can see. It's not like, you know, watching Hagler or Hearns or something. You can't just see the shot to the chin or anything, but you can see him get knocked over and kind of slumped over. And apparently, according to the other fans there, everybody knew right away it wasn't good. But you want to show this video? It's graphic, but it's not like watching, you know, Nick Chubb.
You can hear the commotion in the upper deck as 53-year-old Dale Mooney tussles with other fans. Witnesses say he's punched and then collapses.
And that's about it right there. He collapses over a seat. EMTs come. A cop comes. The Miami Dolphins fan who hit him has not been identified or, as far as I know, arrested, although that has to be coming shortly. It's not like, they got it on video. I'm pretty sure they can track the guy down. But what is wrong with people? I just watched a montage of fights just from this season. It's only 2 weeks, 3 weeks old in college and pro football. And there's just fights everywhere. These drunken idiots just swinging wildly at each other. We're looking at Dale Mooney, his wife. He's got a couple of kids. He's only 53 years old, a 30-year season ticket holder who's just, he's spending a fortune to go to Patriots games. I mean, it must have been his passion. And somehow he ends up slugging it out with a Dolphins fan. I don't know why you would... I say this all the time. I used to go to travel around and go to games, and I'd go to Yankee Stadium. I sat out in the bleachers one time and I said, you have to be insane to wear a Red Sox shirt or hat in Yankee Stadium. I mean, even if you're in the good seats, but in the bleachers in the NFL, it's like every seat is a bleacher seat. Everybody's drinking heavily. Everybody's a little, you know, ornery if their team's not winning. And if you wear the opposing jersey and you screaming and you're yelling and you're arguing, you're looking for a fight. That's how it works. Late in the game, a night game, these guys are lubed up. Why? And you think if you win the fight, you're going to go home or you don't get arrested, you don't get hurt. You think you're going to feel good about it when you're driving home or when you get home or when you wake up the next day, sober up? You think you're going to feel good and say, yeah, I'm a 50-year-old guy or 60-year-old guy, whatever, 20-year-old guy, and I kicked ass last night. No, you're going to feel like a fool. You're going to say, I'm a grown man, and I'm out there fighting like I'm a sixth grader at recess. It's just so stupid, and this is the result, and it's our condolences to the Mooney family, and I assume soon we're going to find out who hit him. And they probably have other angles of the video. There's a couple out there now. Not great video, but it's out there and everyone's going to, you know, talk, they're going to talk to all the fans in the area, and they're going to be a bunch of different versions, but there will be someone will be arrested. And how are you going to feel? Oh yeah, you won the fight, dude. You killed a guy, you sicko.
Now, if this is a, if this Dolphins fan turned themselves in right away, they probably don't get in that much trouble, I'd imagine. Right?
Of course. Well, they do. I mean, they're not.
Yeah, but
not
going to, I mean, like they're like running.
It's not like he's a proud boy who you know, walked in the Capitol, or he's not going to get 25 years. But he's going to get charged.
He might be. What if he is a proud boy?
I mean, if you have video of him hitting a guy and the guy dies, yes, that's manslaughter, I believe.
No, I know, but I mean, they wouldn't, that's what I meant though. They wouldn't get thrown away forever, but now that they're trying to hide from it, if they get found out, they're going away for a long time for.
He's going away. I mean, I don't know how long, and probably, you know, whatever, a year or something, but, and yeah. I assume he'll say Mooney started it and he hit me first, and they'll have to figure that all out. But, I mean, there's gotta be some price to pay. And, you know, how do you feel about it now, Dolphin fan? You won the fight. Looks like you won the fight. You feel pretty good. You won the game and the fight.
That guy must hit pretty hard. He must hit pretty hard.
I'm telling you, I'm glad 70,000 people go to the games and sell them out so I could sit home and watch on my big screen TV in high definition with my DVR. I love watching NFL football. I have no interest in sitting in that. That video you just showed sitting among that crowd in that night, all those drunks, all those idiots. I have no interest. I guess I'm too old for it, but I do not want to be in there in that mess.
I'll be at Foxborough on October 8th against the Saints, okay. I think.
Let me guess. You're going to wear a, let me see.
I'm going to wear a black shirt like I do most time. Probably.
You're not going to wear a Patriots jersey?
I don't have one anymore. I am 34.
You had one?
When I was... So my first jersey
Rodney
I ever
Harrison,
had...
Right? Let me guess. Rodney Harrison.
No, Curtis Martin.
Curtis Martin.
Curtis Martin and the original Flying Elvis jersey. It was awesome.
Right, right.
It was awesome.
Yeah. I mean, if I were a kid, if I were, you know, 18 or something, I'd have Mike Haynes or Tim Fox or...
Yeah,
you know, Andre Tippett. You want to be a badass? You'd be Andre Tippett or Steve Grove. I don't know, but the idea of a grown man doing that.
I did eventually get a Rodney Harrison jersey. He was probably one of my top favorite Patriots ever.
Liked it. It makes you look like a badass. The only jersey I own is a Pat Tillman jersey because they did it for charity. They sold for the Tillman Foundation, I believe, and he was number 40, which is my number. So I have a Tillman, and you know what? I've never worn it. I just have it as a keepsake, and I'm glad I bought it. My son's worn it a couple of times, but I've never worn my Pat Tillman jersey.
Yeah, watch out for friendly fire if you put that on.
It just feels weird. You're a grown man, and you're putting on a football jersey, just, you know, an old man. It feels weird. I don't know. Anyway, all right, let me do Shay, and then we're going to tell you. You're going to tell you what happened to Ray Epps. He finally got arrested. And by the way, we got to give you the latest on Donald Trump Jr. I'll just say, don't believe what you read about Donald Trump on Twitter this morning. All right, I'll give you all the details. But first, as you know, Shea Concrete has a huge selection of precast concrete steps ready to be installed at your home. This is your spring project, people. If you're building a new home or remodeling or replacing an old staircase, Shea has great values on designs that will fit your home. A new staircase can dramatically upgrade the front entrance of your home, giving you much better curb appeal. Make your front steps the talk of the town and do it now. Do it this spring. No reason not to. You know that removing the stairs is a pain. They're heavy. They're awkward. And where do you take them when you get rid of them? Shea will take care of all that for you. They leave it to them. When they're done, you'll have a great-looking new entrance that will add value to your home. It's more than an upgrade. It's an investment. With one phone call, Shea will deliver a turnkey insulation experience. In a few hours, you'll get a brand-new front entrance. Learn more at SheaConcrete.com. And while you're there, you can look for a job. Shea Concrete is hiring. Right now, they have between 15 and 20 open positions. These are career opportunities for all different types of people and skill sets. All you got to do is pass a drug test. That's it. Go to SheaConcrete.com. Donald Trump Jr., this morning at 8:25, tweeted out, "My father's dead." I saw it, and I said, what the hell? I have to say, for 1 second, I said, "What the hell? Is this real?" You know, I know people get hacked. You know, it happens. But it's not real. Donald Trump Jr. was hacked, and his tweets. Once you realize he's hacked, it is kind of funny,
right?
Because you're just some a-hole. It's some computer geek that doesn't like him. He tweeted this morning on the Donald Trump Jr. account, "I'm sad to announce my father, Donald Trump, has passed away. I will be running for president in 2024. Then a few minutes later, "This just in, North Korea is about to get smoked." And he says, "F Joe Biden, that stupid stupid ass N-word." That's what he tweeted. And "My dad owns you, Elon Musk, you bum."
Those are funny.
Don't you always wonder what would you do if you were so good on computers that you could hack anybody? Like, I assume this guy just hates Trump. If you, what would you do? Who would you hack, and what would you write? I'd hack some media, like Joe Scarborough or Jake Tapper, and I'd start typing. I'd write, "Everything I say is bullshit."
That's a good question. Who would I hack?
I mean, obviously, it'd be fun to hack like Liz Warren or, Ed Markey and start saying, global warming is a scam.
I've reached my limit on money. Fuck the environment. That's what I would tweet out from Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, it's all one big scam. But I think they got it squared away. Donald Trump changes password, whatever you got to do in like a half an hour. But a lot of people saw that this morning. My dad has passed away. I'm thinking, well, that's quite a story. We're all set for today. Oh, good. And then I find out it's not real.
If Donald Trump dies,
what is real?
The day after Trump dies, we're going to have the greatest hits of Donald Trump for the entire show. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, but I think he's not close. No. I mean, Joe Biden, Jimmy Carter might outlive Joe Biden. He does not look healthy. He's not walking like a healthy man. Jimmy Carter is going to live forever. This is real. That was not real. This is real. Ray Epps, the former Marine who became the target of the January 6th conspiracy theories, has been charged with a misdemeanor offense in connection with the U.S. Capitol riot. Epps, who claimed in a lawsuit filed this year that Fox News made him a scapegoat for the Capitol riot, is charged with disorderly or disruptive conduct on restricted grounds. Ray Epps, who on video said, "We must go into the Capitol. We're going into the Capitol." And everybody, the crowd actually started chanting, "Fed, Fed, Fed," because it was so obvious that he was a Fed trying to incite the riot. And he was successful. One of the Proud Boys, I forget which one, who got 15 years, he's seen whispering in his ear as he moves to yank the fence down and go after, run past the cops. I mean, he's obviously a plant there. He had the Trump hat on. The conspiracy theories are correct. And this only supports them, that he got charged with one misdemeanor. He won't do any time. This is a joke. The idea that he could do that. He was in the Capitol a lot longer than most of the Proud Boys, who were going away for decades. Hell, the leader of the Proud Boys, Enrico Tarrio, is doing 22 years. He wasn't there. He wasn't at the Capitol. He was ordered to stay away from the Capitol. I don't know if people know this. He was ordered to stay away from the Capitol because he was convicted of a crime. I believe he did like 5 months. You know what his crime was? Burning a BLM flag. So you can burn an American flag any day of the week if you're Antifa. No problem. Constitutionally protected speech. Burn a BLM flag. I think it was a BLM or was it a Pride flag? One of them. And he burned it and he had to go to jail and he was ordered to stay away from the Capitol. And he just cheered them on from afar online. And he's doing 22 years. This fraud, Ray Epps, pretending to be a big Trumpkin and telling people we're going into the Capitol. He will do no time. This is a joke. This is just a cover. He's a Fed. Tucker Carlson's right. Julie Kelly's right. They're all right. They know. And this is more proof. If he got charged with 5 felonies, seditious conspiracy, then we could talk. But he didn't. He got charged with one misdemeanor, disorderly conduct. He'll pay a small fine and move on. And then next thing we'll see, next time we'll see him, he'll be suing Tucker Carlson.
I got a little highlight reel of Ray Epps here if you want to take a quick look. 30 seconds long.
This guy, we've told you all about the Proud Boys and all the others. Jacob Chansley was sentenced to 41 months for walking peacefully around the Capitol and howling like a wolf. That guy, 41 months, he's already out. And we've seen the cases one after another. They got Joe Biggs, got 17 years for yanking on a fence. Tario, as we said, got 22 years. They're all doing hard time, years and years in prison. Some never got bail. They've been in jail since January 7th or whenever they got arrested. But this guy never saw a day in jail. He never will. And all he did was incite, incite, and incite. I mean, if this were on the level, he'd be doing a decade. But let's watch him.
As soon as President Trump is finished speaking, we are going to the Capitol. It's that direction. That's where our true problems lie.
President Trump is done speaking. We are going to the Capitol. That's where our problems
lie. Hey, folks, we need your help. As soon as President Trump stops speaking, we are going to the Capitol. Capitol's in that direction. Let people know. Spread the word.
He didn't do nothing.
Why is he not being called in front of Congress? Why? When is Kevin McCarthy? When are the Congress? When is Congress, the House? I mean, Matt Gaetz, and I love Matt Gaetz, he drew up a subpoena for Hunter Biden yesterday and posted it on Twitter and said, all you got to do is sign it, Kevin McCarthy. That's all you have to do. Subpoena Hunter Biden. Only one side fights dirty. Only one side really wants to win. It is kind of sad. Why isn't that guy called before Congress, Ray Epps? Why isn't Hunter Biden, Jim Biden? Why aren't the Biden kids, the grandkids, call him before Congress, swear him in, and ask him why they got money from China? Why? Why are we not doing that today? I'd love to know, but we're not. Instead, we're deciding how many more billions to give Zelensky before he goes back, you know, to Ukraine and plays piano with his penis. All right, but
once again, we have to specify he does it well.
Yes, he's very good at it. He's quite the performer. I mean, there's some great video out there of him doing all kinds of crazy skits.
Yeah,
and comedy acts. He's, you know, that's his calling, and he's still performing. Does anyone think he gives a damn about climate change? If he didn't, I don't blame him. I don't either. But if you're in a war, even if you're kind of curious about climate change, it doesn't enter your mind. You're fighting a war. It's life or death for your country. They want you dead. Russia wants you dead. Putin wants to kill you. And you're babbling on about climate change. Anyway, I can't get going on this again. That'll do it. Thanks. What are you writing?
I thought Al Bundy was number 33.
Oh, right. The guy said he has a Bundy jersey. Yeah. I don't know. That's a good one, an Al Bundy jersey.
Yeah. I have Bruins jerseys, but it's like Ray Bourque.
Have you ever seen the group that there's I have some account posted it, there's a guy with an O.J. Simpson jersey, a guy with a Ray Carruth jersey. There's like two or three other guys. Aaron Hernandez jersey, exactly. There's people out there.
Oh, and Ray Lewis, that was the fourth.
Lewis. But people actually put on their Aaron Hernandez jersey or Ray Carruth jersey before going to a game, and they sit in a crowd with families and kids, and that is sick. Those are the guys looking to fight. Those are the guys that you see on video brawling every week.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm still going to be happy to watch every damn game on my couch. But we will leave it there for today. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Ironhead. I'm Jerry Callahan. This is The Callahan Show, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
God save the Queen, man.
Shaking my head and thinking something ain't right. Is it just me? Am I losing my mind? Am I standing on the edge of the end of time? Am I the only one? Tell me I'm not. Who thinks
like the show? Leave a 5-star review on Apple and Spotify. Hi, it's Tony Marino, host of the Newsmax Daily Podcast, your daily news bulletin of Newsmax's top headlines, along with commentary from our hosts and experts. You can learn more about all of the free podcasts, including Newsmax Daily, Rob Carson, and Jerry Callahan at newsmax.com/listen.